The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you,
Lord. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But at night, they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to put it in because of the number of fish. So the disciples, whom Jesus loved, only one word. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from ashore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner, the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples and being raised from the dead. When he had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had asked, said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you would stretch out your hands, and someone else would dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." Gospel of the Lord. Just two phrases did not mention in John after Jesus started telling Peter when he's at his old age he won't be so free to go anywhere. Then Peter was a little bit curious. Then he said, that's not mentioned in the gospel today, he said, "What about John? He has to carry his cross, though, Peter. What about John?" What Jesus answered? Mind your own business. Whatever John will be, even when I come back and then he's still alive, you just follow me, right? It's so beautiful. We are like that. What about he? What she? Well, anyway, Jesus asked a very simple question about Peter three times. Do you love me? Do you understand why Jesus asked three times? Yes or no? Why Jesus asked for three times? Why? Sorry? Yeah, he denied Jesus three times. That's his act of contrition. So simple, eh? We have to read a so long phrase. Jesus just asked one phrase. Do you love me? Yes, Lord. You know that I love you. Yes, Lord. And then the third word replied, Lord, you know me. Of course, he knows he's weak. You know me. So, when you say you love, means you have the courage to follow him. That means you have to be obedient to the word of God, to the will of God, when you say you love Jesus, right? One simple thing, obedience. Now, this I think this is the first week in the lake and fishing. Peter, the whole night, nothing, caught. And Jesus was standing on the shore. Do you have any fish to eat? No, they didn't recognize Jesus. Go, cast the net on the right side of the boat. Does it make sense? Practically, it doesn't make sense. Because it's the morning, it's not night. Fishing is by night time, not morning time. To the right or the left, doesn't make sense. When you come to the water, it's the same. If there's fish, no matter right or left. But just as I say, cast the net on the right. This is not the first time Jesus asked them to go fish. The fishing day, the whole night, he didn't have results. You remember the very beginning of the mission. Also Jesus, when, you know, just walking around, and then they were so disappointed. Also the whole night they didn't have anything. And then what Jesus tell them to do? You remember? The first time. Go to the deep. The first time. And that's the first time Peter came back. So feel so sorry. He knew down, Jesus near me. I'm a sinner. Then Jesus say what? You be my... We be the fishermen of men, right? Now this is the second time who are fish. 153 is a symbolic number. It doesn't make sense. Well, it makes some sense. That's according to scriptures, scholars, they say, because Galilee, the Sea of Nazareth, they only 150 types of fish types. So this means all. That means to say the net means a church for all people into one net. That's simple. But the word is very important. Go cast the net on the right side of the boat. They follow it. Although for them, doesn't make sense because they are fishermen and Jesus is only a carpenter. But they obeyed with Jesus' word. They know Jesus is powerful. So at times, when you got a message, just follow it. Human, we are limited. I have a note that you heard about this name, Martin Lee, the counselor and the legislative counselor. He's retired. He's a lawyer. He's a big chap in the democracy movements. Some days ago, he made a statement publicly. By night, he got the kind of felt sense something wrong there. He said he couldn't sleep that night. So it's a kind of sign the Holy Spirit is working in him. Something wrong. Then the next day, he read some newspaper, some comments on his proposal, and finally, there's some truth, in other words, in the other person, not only he. Then he told himself, I can stand firm. I can yield to my failure. He chose the second. He publicly, the second day, I apologize to the people that he make a wrong statement. It's a courage. It's a listening to the voice of God in him. Not that people say, you do this or you do that. But he listened to his inner voice. That's Holy Spirit there. When you say you love the Lord, you have to listen, obedient. Cast the net on the right side of the boat. Although for him, that doesn't make sense. I'm important. What I've said, he said. But no, this is one of good example. And then the Sanhedrin, Peter was caught because they preach properly in the temple's area. And they were warned not to speak again anymore what Peter says. I have to listen to God more than men. It's courage. No is no. This courage. When you say we love Jesus, but we yield to temptations, yield to some people say this, or many people do this, or you, even though yourself you feel it's not good, but you just follow, you don't have the guts. That's not a way of love. So today Jesus asks you again, do you love me more than these, more than others? Not just you love me alone, you more than the others. Do you have the same words to respond to the Lord as Peter? Jesus, yes, I love you. You know that I love you. Can you say this to the world, to the Lord? Heart to heart. Dare you say? If yes, thank the Lord. If Lord, repent. You hurt Jesus. You said you love, you didn't love. So have obedience to the will of God. Courage to say no to temptations. Peace be. I believe in God.
Father Almighty, may your name be.